The 1997 law that gave the state auditor the authority to write the fiscal notes had been struck down by one circuit judge, while another ruled in the auditor's favor. State Auditor Tom Schweik says the high court's decision ensures that voters will continue to get a clear picture of the cost of a proposed ballot initiative.
Had it been ruled unconstitutional, there wouldn't have been that guidance for the voters. It really would have just been subject to advertising campaigns by well-funded special interest groups.
The Supreme Court also ruled that the fiscal summaries and ballot language for three ballot initiatives are fair and sufficient. Those ballot questions would raise Missouri's cigarette tax, raise the minimum wage, and cap interest rates on payday loans. They have yet to be certified. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.